You know, it's funny how we get hooked on certain ideas, right? Like lately you've been really interested in habits
Yeah,
and
totally.
how to like make them actually work for you this time. And you've brought these pieces from Habit Formation Journal 001.pdf.
It is interesting to see, like how your thoughts about this kind of personal growth stuff. Be it's one thing to like read a book about habits, but to actually put it into practice and like think about your own life.
Right.
And this Orion Windsor guy clearly knows what he's talking about. Like he has the podcast and the website
Oh
and
yeah, I looked him up. He's got books on Amazon, even Waterstones.
exactly.
He's serious about habits.
Yeah. So it'll be cool to kind of use these journal entries as like clues
Yeah.
to try to understand your approach.
Yeah, exactly.
And one thing that jumps out is this habit loop idea,
Okay.
which comes from that book, The Power of Habit. Have you read that one? By Charles Duhigg.
I haven't read the whole thing,
It's
but
good.
I've definitely seen it around. Yeah.
It's a classic for a reason, right? So Orion's using this loop idea, which is huge.
Okay, so for people who haven't heard of it like me, what is the habit loop exactly?
Basically, it's this three-part cycle in your brain that like controls how habits form and stick around. First, you've got the cue. So that's the trigger that tells your brain, time for that behavior. Could be anything, really.
Like what? Give me an example.
Okay, so you mentioned you've been trying to drink more water, right?
Yeah, definitely trying.
Maybe your cue is seeing that water bottle on your desk every time you sit down.
Okay.
That's the trigger. Then
Interesting.
comes the routine, which is just a fancy word for the habit itself. What you actually do.
So in the water example, the routine would be like actually picking up the bottle and taking a sip.
Exactly. And last but not least, you've got the reward.
Okay. I feel like I can guess this one. Is it the good feeling you get afterwards?
You got it. It's that little dopamine hit that tells your brain, that was worth it. Do it again.
So for me, maybe it's that feeling of like accomplishment for taking care of myself, or even just that my mouth isn't so dry anymore.
Exactly. And the more times that loop runs its course, cue, then routine, then reward, the stronger that habit becomes.
So it gets more automatic over time.
Totally. But here's the thing about understanding this loop. It gives you power.
Power how?
Because most of the time our habits are running on autopilot. We don't even realize the cue, the routine, the reward. It's just what we do. But when you break it down, see the pieces, you can start to change them.
Like hack the system.
Exactly.
So instead of just like white knuckling it through those cravings or whatever, you can actually rewire the habit.
Exactly. You become the master of your habits rather than letting them master you.
Ooh, I like that.
Right. And speaking of mastering habits, one of the prompts in your journal that I thought was really interesting was about this idea of habit stacking. Have you heard of that one?
I feel like I've heard the term, but I couldn't explain it.
Okay. So basically, it's this really clever way to build new habits on top of ones you already have.
Okay.
Remember how we talked about the cue being that trigger for your habit?
Yeah, like seeing the water bottle.
Exactly. So with habit stacking, you're basically taking an existing cue and attaching a new habit to it. Like, let's say every morning you brush your teeth right.
I hope I brush my teeth every morning.
Right, of course. So that's already a strong habit. The cue might be walking into the bathroom after you wake up. So you could try habit stacking by adding something new right after you brush your teeth.
So I brush my teeth and then what?
I don't know. What's something you've been wanting to do more consistently?
Good question. Maybe like 5 minutes of stretching or something. I always feel stiff in the mornings.
Perfect. So you stack that stretching habit right onto that existing brushing your teeth habit.
Makes sense. It kind of reminds me of when my mom used to make me take medicine and she'd hide it in a spoonful of peanut butter.
Yeah. You're basically tricking your brain into accepting this new habit by attaching it to something it already likes.
That's cool. Okay. But what about those days when you just can't even, like we were saying, habits take effort and sometimes I just slip up. What does Orion say about getting back on track?
It's funny you should mention that because your journal actually says, will I even do this? I always say, I will and then. Sounds familiar, right?
Yeah,
This is something
definitely.
we all struggle with.
Right?
But here's the thing. It's not about being perfect. It's about being persistent.
So it's okay to mess up.
Totally. Everyone slips up. The key is to not let one slip up turn into like a total derailment.
Right. Like one missed workout doesn't mean you should just give up on the whole fitness thing.
Exactly. Orion's journal talks a lot about self-compassion, which is huge in this process. It's about being kind to yourself, recognizing that you're human and that setbacks are just part of the journey.
That's way healthier than beating yourself up about it.
100%. And sometimes those slip-ups can actually be valuable learning experiences too.
Oh.
Well, they can help you pinpoint your weaknesses, right? Like maybe you skip your morning workout because you stayed up too late scrolling on your phone.
Oh man, too real.
Right. But now you know, okay, I need to work on my sleep hygiene if I want to be successful with this habit.
So it's all connected.
Everything is connected. And when you start to see those connections, you can start to make changes in other areas of your life to support your overall goals.
That's a really good point.
It's about taking a holistic approach.
Yeah.
Right? Like thinking about your environment, your mindset, your support system, all of that.
You mentioned environment, and I noticed you highlighted something in my journal about creating the ideal environment. Can you elaborate on that? What does that even mean?
Yeah, totally. So your environment plays a huge role in shaping your behavior, whether you realize it or not. It's like setting the stage for success.
Okay, give me an example.
So let's say you want to read more, but your apartment is like Grand Central Station, people coming and going, TV always on.
That's my house.
Right. It's going to be hard to cultivate that reading habit in that environment.
Mm.
But if you create a little nook for yourself, a quiet corner with comfy chair, good lighting, maybe even a little do not disturb sign.
My own little haven.
Exactly. You're much more likely to actually pick up a book when you're in that space.
So it's about removing distractions, making it easy to do the right thing.
100%. And it can be little things too. Like if you want to eat healthier, don't keep junk food in the house.
Out of sight, out of mind, right?
Exactly. Or if you're trying to limit your screen time, put your phone in another room while you're working.
Oh man, that's a good one. I need to try that.
It's amazing what a difference those little tweaks can make. Because you're not relying on willpower alone anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You're setting yourself up for success.
It's like you're playing mind games with yourself, but in a good way.
Exactly. You're hacking your own brain.
I love it. Okay, so we've talked about the habit loop, habit stacking environment.
Yeah.
So there's one more thing from the journal I wanted to ask about. These affirmations. Like, I am the master of my habits. Honestly, at first I was like, okay, this is a little cheesy. But I kind of get it now.
Yeah, I feel you. It can definitely seem a little woo-woo at first glance, but there's actually a lot of power in those affirmations.
Really?
How so? Well, remember how we talked about the importance of mindset? Your thoughts influence your feelings, which influence your actions.
Right.
So if you're constantly telling yourself, I'm bad at habits or I always give up, guess what? You're probably going to live up to those expectations.
It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Exactly. But the cool thing is it works both ways. When you start feeding your mind with positive, empowering thoughts like, I am disciplined or I am capable of achieving my goals, you start to believe it.
And then you start acting accordingly.
Exactly. Those affirmations are like little seeds that you plant in your subconscious mind. And over time, with enough repetition, those seeds start to grow.
And blossom into amazing new habits.
Precisely. So don't underestimate the power of those affirmations. They might feel silly at first, but they can have a profound impact on your mindset and ultimately your success.
Yeah, and it can be really powerful.
Right, like you're not just like checking things off a list. You're actually changing the way you see yourself.
100%. It's personal growth through habit formation.
I love that.
Yeah.
And it goes back to that idea that even small changes can make a big difference over time.
Right, like that whole atomic habits thing.
Exactly. So it's not about making these huge, drastic changes that you can't stick to. It's about those tiny little things you do every day that compound over time.
Makes sense. Consistency is key.
Speaking of which, we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive.
We really have. From the nitty-gritty of the habit loop to the power of mindset, it's been great.
And we've uncovered some really cool stuff from Orion's journal, too. So I think it's time for our final thought.
Always my favorite part.
Okay, so you know how Orion talks a lot about the power of small, consistent actions?
Yeah, he's all about those little things adding up. Exactly. So here's the question. What's one thing, even if it seems super tiny, that you could do every single day for the next year?
I like where this is going.
That a year from now would make you think, wow, that one small change really paid off.
Ooh, that's good. Let me think for a second.
No pressure.
Okay. It's about picking that one small seed to plant.
That will grow into something amazing.
That's a good way to put it.
So for our listeners out there, what's your small seed? What will you commit to nurturing? Because remember, even the tiniest step in the right direction is still progress.
And progress is what matters most.
It's not about perfection. It's about showing up for yourself day after day and building the future. You want one good habit at a time.
I love that. That's a wrap on habits.
Until next time, folks, happy habit building.